How I wish you were here.
So is that the Pink Floyd song?
That is indeed the Pink Floyd song, Wish You Were Here, done by Betty LeVette, who is R&B royalty, really, here in the States. And she's a Detroit native, and she's one of the headliners at this weekend's Living Traditions Festival, which is always one of my favorite events in Salt Lake, free for everybody. An amazing combination of food, music, dance from all manner of different ethnic groups here in the state. It really gets rid of the reputation of us being a very lily-white state for at least one weekend in one place.
This is at the city-county building downtown.
Right, the city-county building. And for anyone who's never been, it's really a must-go just for the food for someone like me.
And once you've stuffed yourself to satisfaction, where do you go?
Yeah, then you go and maybe get a little dance on to try to burn off some calories. There's some really great music this year. On Friday night, we have a couple of artists that have never been to Utah. One is called the Mexican Institute of Sound, and he's basically a DJ, but he works with a live band now. Real hard-hitting dance music, a little hip-hop edge to it. And then Ana Tiju is a Chilean hip-hop performer. She is kind of a political bent to her, but also a lot of dance music involved. Then Saturday night, you have Betty LeVette, who is doing this Pink Floyd song that we've heard. Great R&B. And then Sunday night is Charlie Musselwhite, American blues legend, harmonica man extraordinaire. So great stuff. And there's also a lot of local groups doing dance and music throughout the day. So good stuff all around.
Elsewhere in Salt Lake?
Trampled by Turtles, a great bluegrass kind of rock band, is playing at the Depot on Saturday night. And this is also the last weekend for people to check out Man of La Mancha, the season-ending show at Pioneer Memorial Theater.
And
a great performance.
You've been to see that?
I have been to see it. It was really, I'm not necessarily a musical guy, but I loved this show. Great performances. Obviously a great story, the classic Don Quixote tale. Really good performance. It's the last show being done by Charles Morey, the outgoing artistic director. So definitely encourage people to check out that.